It's anybody's night. Thanks for being with us again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The 70th annual Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration is quickly coming to a close with the naming of its world grand champion tomorrow night in Shelbyville.
Oh, it's exciting. It's just wonderful to see which one's going to make it, and you never know. There can be horses that have been doing great all year, and a horse from out of nowhere come up and win. So you just never know who's going to win. If you're in the ring, you got a chance to win the big one.
That's Butch Allen of Houston, Texas, who's at the celebration this week, looking forward to tomorrow night's crowning moment for the industry's biggest show. Making that announcement will be Chip Walters, the celebration's public relations director.
There's always some electricity when you walk out there. And, from a personal standpoint, it's kind of one of those little things like that I'm the announcer of the horse show, so I know who wins just a few seconds before everybody else does. And that's kind of neat. And to be able to tell all the people that are gathered there who that winner is, something they've been waiting to find out since the year before.
Well, to show the versatility of the Tennessee Walking Horse, 90-year-old Dr. W.H. Hill of Powder Springs, Georgia, who's been coming to the celebration since 1949, had his name called out this week as the winner of the 70 and over class for the third straight year.
I'm very blessed to be able to get on a horse at all, and I thank the good Lord for it. But I enjoy it very much.
What's it like to be at the celebration on Saturday, the final Saturday night?
I think it's very exciting. It's more exciting than a college football game. I just think it's terrific.
And of course, it's all culminating with the Saturday night, the crowning of the world grand champion, and that's going to be special. A lot of nice horses are going to be vying for that world grand championship title, and we're happy about that.
And that was Celebration CEO Doyle Meadows. Two great nights of horse shows left in Shelbyville. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.